Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody, live at the Wonderland Ballroom. Tonight's guests include author Jennifer Tress, stand-up from Yev Kerpachevsky, Heywood Turner Seed with color commentary, get it for your house band Linus Dunham. Round of applause for your co-host Jen Tisdale, and I'm your announcer, Jamel Johnson. I'm very hungover, and here's your host, whose favorite song is Someday by Sugar Ray, Brandon Weatherby! Yay!
We did it. We're living dreams. Thank you, Jamel. We're trying something new out tonight. We have an announcer for the only... I just like Jamel, so he's on stage with us, so I'm thinking of a role for him. How are you doing, Jamel?
I'm all right. I am pretty hungover. I think that was very crisp. I like how we did that one out of the gate.
That's perfect. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of me too, dog.
Here is the monologue. Let's go. Mother-in-laws, am I right, everybody? Am I right?
Ow!
I know. You don't have, you're good. You don't
okay, have to. I'm sorry. I was trying to do spice there. I'm sorry.
Don't say spice and mother-in-law in the same sentence. It's weird. Spice Channel, see? Pornography. Ugh, my stupid mother-in-law came to visit last weekend. Ugh. I came home from Baltimore from a fantastic show, and this woman's in my house. First thing I do, I walk in the door. I go, "Hey, lady," and she goes, "Hi, nice to see you." I'm like, "Oh, this bitch." What does she do next? She hands me a piece of cake. They made cake for me. My future wife and my future mother-in-law made cake for me because they want me to be a diabetic. They're awful people. What do they do next? They give me a glass of wine because wine goes good with cake. Ugh, I'm sick of them. That's night one. I got five more of these to go. Night two. Ugh. Night two. I forgot what happened because that one glass of wine she gave me was just too much. I'm not an alcoholic, guys, and I think it's really rude of her to give me wine like that. Third day, I do remember the third day. The third day she was in town, her and the future wife, they built me a bar. So now, in my new apartment, I have a bar because they're both alcoholics and want me to get on that wagon. They're selfish, awful people that build me bars. What a bunch of bitches. Am I right, guys? Fellas, bros, get it? Yep, bros. Ugh, 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 I'm sick of them. Third night. This follows the day. The night, I get to go to a Bulls game with my friend Harold. But no, I can't go. I can't go to the Bulls game. I can't see my favorite basketball team lose to the Wizards. No. They lost. It's really weird. I got to go see the movie Lincoln. Who wants to see that B film? That trash Lincoln. Oh, what's going to happen in Lincoln? I know what's going to happen. It's boring. I'm bored out of my mind. Oh. What do we do after Lincoln? We get cupcakes. Like a bunch of fatties. They're trying to make me a diabetic fatty. I'm sick of this woman. Fourth day, that cupcake put me into a diabetic coma. I don't remember that. But the fourth night, that's a Shakespeare thing, I think. I don't know. The fourth night, she takes us to a fancy downtown D.C. restaurant, like a Rockefeller. Who does she think she is paying with cash? Like she's some sort of Rockefeller. Horrible person. She's a horrible, horrible woman. I hate her. I hate her with every fifth night, she's helping with our wedding. Fucking overbearing whore. What does she do? She takes us to all-you-can-eat barbecue because she knows I love eating meat. I'm sorry, Denman. My friend Denman's right there. He's a vegan. Nice to see you, Denman. Fucking horrible woman taking me to things I like to do. Ugh, I hate women. Ugh, I don't hate. I was just saying all that, those horrible things to segue into this part of the monologue. I do love her. She's a wonderful woman. That all led to this part. This is the good part. Hopefully. Oh, now I'm worried it's not going to be a good part. The television show Girls, everybody. The television show Girls. Thank you. Give it up for Lena Dunham, everybody. I got a lot of commentary on Girls, and I'm going to get it all out of the way. Number one, commentary on Girls. Girls is a show. Number two, commentary on Girls. Girls is broadcast on HBO. Home box, office network, it's not TV, it's HBO. Fact number three about Girls is it was created by Lena Dunham. She is also a writer, a director, and actress on the television show Girls. Fact number four about the show Girls, Girls won an Emmy for casting, and it won a Golden Globe for Best Comic Series, and Lena Dunham won an award for Best Actress in the Comedy Series. Fact five about Girls, this is the most important part. Here is my favorite episode of Girls. My favorite episode of Girls is when the new girl exposed the Gossip Girl to be Veronica Mars, which reminded people of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because that's important because it lets boys and girls explore their teenage sexuality, like what Willow did on How I Met Your Mother. Also, the show, the one with the lady that just won from Homeland, her first one, My So-Called Life. That was the best episode of Girls. The second best episode of Girls is when Rudy had her first period, so Claire Huxtable took off of work. Claire Huxtable took off of work so they could have a women's day together. That's the second best episode of Girls. The worst episode of Girls was 8 seasons of Entourage. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show. Jamel already said it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Linus Dunham here tonight as the house band, and he's going to be playing all the hits all night long. Linus Dunham, take it away. That was perfect, Linus Dunham. I'm so proud of you. He will be playing all of the Sugar Ray hits all of the night long. Thank you so much. You could please stop right now because I don't want to ruin something that's already perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Jen Tisdale, you are the co-host. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Let's go back to my set. I'm pretty good.
For the listener at home, what we do is we have comics warm up the audience, hence the name Warm Up Comics.
Oh, that's right. They don't know that what happened.
That's but. Okay. Do you want to explain to people what happened in the warm up?
No, I have like 1,000 DUIs. Like it's a collector's item. I'm fucking just gonna trade them with my friends.
You sound like you're a big baseball card collector.
Yeah, no, I am. I love the baseballs.
That's incredibly sad.
If there's glass on the field, it's a vagina you can fuck, I think is the
rule. Wait, you said glass.
I'm a
Was that a drug reference?
I'm
or
a
you...
meth addict. Oh,
no, that's fun. That's
there's a lot of truth here tonight.
Isn't Breaking Bad a great show?
Never seen it.
Really?
No.
You should catch up.
Don't want to.
Oh, fair enough. What
too,
do you?
I'm too busy watching shows that get canceled, like Ben and Kate.
That's just, yeah, Ben and Kate.
Fuck the fuck.
Ben
Fox.
And Kate plus H just got canceled yeah, on Fox. It's
you
really sad.
With that joke. Can I tell you a story?
You just said that joke and everyone was silent.
That's because it wasn't a good joke.
I never said it was a joke.
I want to tell you guys a story. I'm just gonna brag a little bit. I almost said bribe a little bit. Where's my head tonight? In jail. You guys already know this. I got followed recently, not in real life, I wish, on the Twitters by a professional wrestler.
That is awesome.
But wait, you guys are like, I don't follow wrestling at all. But my friend does. And I said, do you know this guy, Dolph Ziggler? Which obviously sounds like a fucking porn star.
Sounds like a Rocky villain.
He looks like, well, he actually looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Yep,
so.
That's why I said that.
And so he follows me. He's got over 500,000 followers, and he only follows 138. Thank you. If you guys know math, that's pretty good. The point of the story is nothing. Why won't he? I'm just excited.
Why? Wait,
I'm going somewhere. Because he does. Does anybody know anything about wrestling?
Yes.
He's with the Raw people. There's the Raw people, and then there's the SmackDowns. And he's with the Raw peoples.
Jen, he's in WWE.
Yeah, okay, because that's not, but they don't do the Roddy no, they Piper do, anymore.
They do.
Oh, he's still around?
No, he's not still around, but that's the same organization.
Okay.
And
where's Hulk Hogan in all this?
Hulk Hogan is retired, but occasionally he comes back
Andre
out.
Is Andre the Giant still dead?
He died about 15 years ago, still.
God, I've got to catch up. So the point is that when he's in town, he's going to let us, all of us, go to the show, but in my mind, we're going to be in the ring. So
podcasting?
Yes, podcasting in the fucking ring. Are you excited? You guys won't be there.
Brandon, wait, why would you say that to these wonderful people? They're all going to come to Philadelphia to see his podcast from the ring.
Yeah, from the movie The Ring. Oh, my God.
You've been away too long. You've lost a few steps. Anyways.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's an insult to my mother and my homeland. Do you watch the show Homeland?
I'm on the show Homeland.
Oh, you're fantastic. That's a local show, everybody. Local shows. Giving them shout-outs.
I don't even have to method act that. I am really that crazy in real life.
Do you even...
When I watched Claire Danes' acceptance speech, I thought, yeah, no, she's still in her character.
From my so-called...
The Golden Globes or whatever. Yeah, from my so-called life.
Yeah. From Girl Interrupted.
She was reincarnated.
She was the best part of Interruptions. Okay, so do you have anything else you want to add, or should we bring our first person to the stage?
Yeah, I feel like I'm all caught up. The 19-year-old. We're good. Yeah, I'm good.
You didn't mention it on the show.
Oh, I'm having sex with a 19-year-old. I'm 32.
This actually came up in Baltimore. Jen is having... Haywood not
it
so
sure
loud.
Sure did come up in Baltimore.
That's disgusting. Well, Jen is currently seeing someone that cannot be in where we're recording this.
He can't.
But he's legal.
And he can just get into where I'm recording this. Hey, pointing to my lady bits.
Is that what you refer to as trying to have a child?
I'm never going to have kids, but that doesn't mean I can't have a kid. Am I right? Okay.
You turn into D from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She just did. Coming to the stage is pretty much a carbon copy of Jen Tisdale. He's here for a segment that we've been doing, and I enjoy it quite a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Mr. Haywood Turnipseed Jr. Lena's done on Play Him On. Yeah. Haywood, is your favorite song Fly by Sugar Ray?
Every morning.
That's a different Sugar Ray song.
Same beat.
It's pretty great. Same chords.
Whatever.
Okay, so Haywood.
I want to talk more about this 19-year-old. I know him. It is hilarious.
Wait, why is it hilarious? He's.
I know him.
We all know him.
He works at a mall. That is hilarious.
He works at a mall.
Like
a
real 19-year-old.
He has a job.
Not even a fake 19-year-old. Like if I was fucking a 19-year-old, y'all be like, ooh, nigga.
But is that what Jen? Is that what you say? That's what you say.
I say ooh, nigga.
Well, you wouldn't say that. You'd say, ooh, Django.
I say, ooh.
That's a callback from an earlier show that Haywood did. Haywood is on for color commentary, which is pretty much what you'd think it to be.
Color commentary.
What's our first topic of the night, Haywood?
Well, I want to go back to when Jen was talking about the wrestler.
Dolph Ziggler.
He's with The Raw. I was like, that is so much material, right? He's with The Raw.
I know.
You missed it. He's with The Raw. Not many of us can do that anymore.
He raw dogs.
Heyo, that was an HIV joke. More than 20 people in the room, somebody in here might have it, according to the Metro.
The person. And by tomorrow, more people might have it.
He's so young, he don't need. He's immune to HIV.
He is. He doesn't remember.
They come up having
scary.
That shit, Jamel. Like, 19-year-olds don't even know what it is. Like, they got an extra chromosome. They can't even get the shit.
I actually sprinkle a little HIV on his eggs in the morning. He's totally fine.
Wow.
Son of a bitch.
How do you, are you like your eggs? Fertilized. Nasty.
So we've...
Okay, let's go to color commentary.
We haven't even started.
Because we went into sex. How you doing back there, Lena Dunham?
He doesn't have a mic. Let's start the segment. Topic number...
I wanted to talk to you guys for a little bit, but okay.
Topic number one.
Color commentary. My name is Haywood Turnipseed Jr.
We've done all that.
Haytime. You know what? Okay.
You got all the letters, just not the right order.
Okay, you know what? You're going to keep on, and we're going to change the name of this show to Y'all, Them, and Us.
Me and an everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. No, color commentary. Today I would like to commentate on the Super Bowl and weather patterns. Now, Super Bowl, the best thing about Super Bowl is what? The commercials, right? Everybody loves Super Bowl ads. Have you guys seen the commercial with the VW commercial with the dude from Minnesota pretending to be Jamaican?
Yes.
Quite racist, but I love it. And I'm thinking that the Super Bowl commercials, Madison Avenue, should target black people.
Why?
Because it's tax time. The Super Bowl always happens at tax time. And every nigga I know, every Django I know is getting a refund. I was looking, you know what, for this bit, because they look a little confused, these nice gentrifiers. They look a little confused. I got some stats. In 2010, when the last census was taken, 2010, Jamel, do you know how much money we made as a black community?
Tell me, bro.
$863 billion.
Fuck, man.
That is more than the
G. That's a lot of money to steal.
Shut up, Jen Tisdale. That's a lot of money to steal. That's a lot of Jordans. Heyo. Because it's ridiculous. Out of the $863 billion that black people as a whole who counted themselves in the census, $507 billion was spent.
Wow.
Spent $29 billion on clothes, of course.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of Jordans.
That's a lot of Jordans.
That's a lot. $507 billion. I don't, first of all, I classify myself as human, which is only why I got $1 in my pocket. But.
What?
Well, if you classified yourself as a minority on the census, this is how they figured out what the money was going.
And you classified yourself as a human.
Yeah. When a dude came to my house, he was like, what are you? I was like, human. He's like, we don't have a space for that. I was like, yeah, it's called space.
1 to 10, how high were you when the census guy came to the door?
11.
Perfect.
He was like, what are you right now? High. So it is ridiculous. I was like, Madison Avenue is totally missing this block. Like, what is keeping the economy alive right now is black people as a whole. Black people spend money. Like, good people don't spend money anymore. People who have credit, people who know how finances work. This is why the country is in a recession.
I'm black then.
Yeah, you are fucking a 19-year-old. You are. You are, definitely. You are. That is quite Django-ish. That is quite Django-ish.
I'm fucking him. I didn't have him.
River deep, mountain high. That is quite...
I'm sorry.
I can't wait till he listens to this episode.
He's going to be like, hey,
he's
going
to brag to all his high school friends.
He's going to go, am I cheap labor? In a way, nigga.
That's a good point, Haywood, actually.
In a way,
that's
he's cheap labor.
But about
the 168.
That part.
$507 million come out of the black. I live in Southeast D.C. I literally do not go to the grocery store in Southeast D.C. because there's not a Whole Foods. I go across the bridge to Alexandria. So when I spend $236 in the grocery store, I'm taking it out of my community, going over to Alexandria, spending it with what? The good white people.
Wait, there's a Harris Teeter.
I am. Y'all haven't gentrified my neighborhood yet.
There's a Harris Teeter that's opening up by you.
No, it's not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought there was one in South.
They didn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a Yes Market. They shut it down.
That was fast.
Niggas kept going in. Yes, I'll take that. Yes, I'll take that. Yes, I'll take that.
Are there no grocery stores or just no good grocery stores?
There's a giant. And they sell like goat's milk in a can.
That's fine. That's fine.
You like your you want organic goat's milk.
I need that healthy shit. I need that good white people shit. I like the, you know. I was raised as a Muslim, so I grew up going to organic stores early on when I was a kid. Like in Chicago, you know, go over a lot of times, you go to the South Side, you go to the North Side, you get really good organic food.
Absolutely.
So now they have, that is like now what has happened thanks to fucking happiness being, what do you call it, money nowadays. They found a way to sell it at Whole Foods.
For the listener at home, what Haywood did was just snap a lot.
I snap because I don't know what I'm saying, and when I forget what I'm saying, because he took me off track. I was supposed to be talking
about... Wait, how did I take you off track?
I was talking about cheap labor.
You were talking about Jen.
Chinese people.
I am cheap labor.
I was talking about Chinese people.
Chinese people. That's what we've been talking
cheap
about.
Labor.
Cheap labor. Cheap
labor. Railroads? That's history. I'm sorry of white people that are sensitive. That's history.
That is true. That's how San Francisco became.
That's how it became.
The gateway to the east. The gateway to the east.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, that was like my point. It was color tonight. What I'm saying is Madison Avenue. If you really want to target people, don't target 18 to 49 year old white males.
Don't target 18 to 19 or the people I'm having sex with.
Well, 19 year olds ain't got no money. They work at the grocery.
The mall. He works at the mall.
At a kiosk. How long is that going?
Wait, Jack.
Not even in the Hot Topics. He works at the kiosk.
Jen.
He works outside. Yeah. Hey, can I do your nails?
Yeah, no, he works for Rosetta
Stone. He's one of those
Stone.
Last teenagers that work in the mall in the kiosk.
He works for Rosetta Stone, so he can speak some languages.
Oh, shit, he does work at a kiosk.
Yes!
I told you. He thought I was bullshitting. Hey, I'll be here next week. I'll be here next week.
Oh, fuck.
That is ridiculous. My whole point is this, folks. to end the color commentary on a good note. It is... The weather patterns have been weird.
Yes.
And I've been hearing a lot of people say that the weather patterns have been weird.
They have.
It was snowing.
It's like it's 15 degrees now. It was 65 2 days ago.
Yeah. Exactly. It is ridiculous, right? A lot of my friends who happen to be Caucasian are saying it's the end of the world. And I'm telling you, good Caucasian people, it is not the end of the world. You know how I know it is not the end of the world?
How?
Because niggas were buying Jordans on December 21st.
Oh, good one. Yeah, no, that's true.
Just in case the world ends, I want to look good.
The good thing about having you on the show.
Excuse me, Django.
There's many good things. But besides,
you sound like, just do the indie for me. Indie.
Indie.
No, that's worse.
Mufasa. No. Ooh.
Haywood did 5 minutes of really racist stuff, and Jen followed up with 10 seconds of racist stuff and was more racist than everything Haywood said.
I do it so that the NAACP won't shut your show down.
That was the problem, too many Adam Friedland bits.
And no. I do it because we're losing. Because
Jamel just sitting up there. What are you doing, Jamel?
He's the announcer.
Hey, dude, I'm playing a role.
Every time I see a black man with a microphone, I think he might have a dream.
I don't want us to lose the racist contingent, so I'm going to throw them a bone.
I can say some racist stuff, too. If you want to, we can.
This is not racist. Hold on, time out. Wait a minute. Okay, listen, people.
I don't want to be between the two black people. Come on. Here we are.
Ebony. And ivory.
Play some Sugar Ray over this.
We're together forever.
Or like for five more
harmony.
Minutes.
Harmony. Side by side on my piano.
Keyboard. Oh, Lord.
Just want.
Wait, that's not sure.
What you want?
Hey, we got any plugs?
I do have plugs. I just had a show get canceled tomorrow.
Jesus,
so.
That's not a good plug.
No, I just got the text message. It was ridiculous. It was a bull roast. It was supposed to be excellent. Sunday, I'll be over at the Blue Banana hanging out for the Super Bowl. So if you live in the Pentworth area, come by 3632 Georgia Avenue. As always, I'll be over there Wednesdays hosting a variety show where we have a variety of comics.
I highly recommend it.
No, it's getting decent. A couple good bands came out. We had an opera singer.
Really?
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You and me will be doing a show on Sunday, March 3rd at the,
March
DC,
3rd.
At the DC Improv. It's going to be a very funny show. Jamel just did that. Jen's going to do the one in April. It's going to be a very.
I was going to say, I got angry. I'm fine.
Yeah. Now it's awkward.
I love you guys. It's not racist when it's from the race that's doing it.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for Haywood Turnipseed Jr.
Thank you,
Haywood. Someday.
You know, I thought of another racist commercial.
Go ahead.
You know that Golden Corral commercial?
Yes.
Where the white people are driving their black friends somewhere?
No, Jamel, chime in. You obviously have a thought on this.
You know what I'm talking about. And wait, but the black people are in the back.
They're in the back of the car, but that's not even the point. That's
and then
fine.
They jump out. They're so horrified by whatever white bread restaurant they're about to go to, and they want the buffet of the Golden Corral and the fucking chocolate
fountain.
Yeah,
they basically...
So bad.
Hop out of this
they
car.
Hop
like,
out of the
oh,
car.
We got... We need some ribs. Bye.
They're like, are there going to be any mac and cheese and collard greens? At the No. Golden Corral. I don't know what they're thinking. But the point is, it's pretty racist.
That's pretty racist.
That's pretty racist.
You know what's the most racist ad of them all? Hot Pockets.
Wait. How is the Hot Pockets ad racist?
Do you remember the Free Eaters campaign?
No.
Oh, my. This was like 2 years ago.
Flush it out.
Okay. It was two years ago. And basically, they were saying you could eat a Hot Pocket anywhere, right? So when you do that,
if you just come with your own microwave,
yeah, you just take it and walk around. You don't have to be seated.
Of course.
And they called these people free eaters. And for some reason in the ad campaign, old white people did not like these free eaters. This dude gets on the bus. This old white dude says, get the fuck in the back of the bus with that meatball and mozzarella.
Eater?
They make a dude sit in the back of the bus because he's eating Hot Pockets.
Let my people go.
Follow up. Then the dude gets off the bus. It's some more old people spray painting shit on this nigga's house.
Oh, what?
Because he eats Hot Pockets.
What the
yes. Yes.
I've never seen this ad.
Yo.
Oh my God, I am so.
Check Vimeo. Do whatever you got. Yo.
I am so excited to Google this right now.
Coming to the stage is an extremely talented author, and she's a storyteller, and she participated in our Christmas album, and she does 8x8 all the time at the Looking Glass Lounge, and I've wanted to have her on the show for a very long time. I'm finally glad this is happening. And ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Ms. Jennifer Tress. Player on, Lena's Dunham.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be on this show.
Lena's Dunham, nailed it again.
Lena's
Thank
Dunham.
You so much, Lena's Dunham. Jennifer Tress, how are you?
I am great. I have a lot of commentary on the commentary that has been going on
Go
here.
Ahead.
Two things for Jen.
Oh, God.
One thing for you, Brandon.
Go ahead.
For you first, I once dated a youngin for about a year.
People always say that. No, wait.
I dated a 20-year-old.
Were you 23? When you were
no, what? I was not.
Wait, how old were you?
30.
Okay, but still, doesn't 19, it's got a teen.
Because it's got a teen in there.
Because it's the teen thing. It's the teen thing.
Can I tell you something horrible? I'm telling my mom this story, and she goes, well, my mom is not married to my dad anymore. That's why I'm here doing comedy. And
yes.
Thank you. We talk about this
yes,
a lot. Anyway,
no, of
and
course.
So they divorced when I was two, and she goes, do you remember David Risher? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, when I met him.
Wait. Spell us name so everyone can
Risher?
Google.
No idea.
David, R-I-C-H-E-R.
Possibly.
Is a man that dated your mother.
Dated my mom.
And you're saying his full name on the podcast.
Oh, he'll be fine with it.
Okay, good.
Who knows where he is. Anyway,
Edit.
So...
No.
Editor's note.
No way. We're keeping this in.
Oh,
we're keeping this in.
And my mother was like, when we met, he told me he was 18 and she was 30. He was 16. oh, hello. I'm like, oh, I think that's, and my mom goes, so you're fine. I went, you're not.
I would
still
like,
in high school I think that's a line.
I'm like, she goes, well, I would let him babysit you. I'm like, because that's what you do when you're 16.
Wait, how old were you when he babysat you?
I was probably two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was probably 15. No, I'm kidding. That was funny.
That's scary.
Well,
now I'm worried that you had some other mother's boyfriends that might have babysat you, and it was a little...
Oh, don't make it weird.
Well,
people.
I think you
don't go into mother's boyfriend's
with...
territory. Don't go into mother's boyfriend's territory. I don't think anybody wants to really go to mother's boyfriend's.
Like, I would highly disagree.
That was my mother trying to make me feel better by demonstrating how completely fucked up she is. And I went, you're right, Judester. I'm better now.
All right. Well, you're 2 years better than your mother and 1 year worse than Jen Tress.
Right, right.
Okay, now what's your other...
The other thing that I want to say is that a really good friend of mine was in jail. Yeah. Maybe eight years ago or something, like for like extreme public intoxication, mm-hmm. right? And so she wound up just in a cell with one other person, and they were like both trying to like plead their case of why they shouldn't be in there, you know, which is a really fun thing to exercise to go through because it's really futile. So she finally like...
This sounds like an improv class.
No, she just resigned herself to the fact that like I'm going to be in here, so I might as well ask my cell partner like why she's in here. And she said, so what are you in here for? And the cell partner said, supposedly, I set my boyfriend on fire.
Was it Left Eye Lopez?
Did she say supposedly?
No. Supposedly.
I'm more worried about
I
that.
I set my boyfriend
on
fire.
Atrocious.
I'm not sure if that happened. Maybe.
Wait, one more thing. Shit, and then we'll get to it. The first time I was in jail for my first DUI, I stayed in LA County for 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks. And people were like, I was crying literally the whole time. And one girl was like, you're only here for a DUI. You need to calm down. And I was like, what did you do? She goes, I stabbed my boyfriend in the eye with my high-heeled shoe. And I was like, that takes a lot of,
Courage and bravery.
Well, it's really just like aim was what I was thinking. Like, how do you such a small point into another small point? And then I thought, well, I hope the shoes weren't ruined.
Anger focuses you.
What was your final note?
I love girls.
I do too.
Do you? Okay,
I've seen one complete episode and 10 minutes from another, and it's fine.
Yeah, no, from that,
it's fine. I think it's going to be really good in like 2 years. And
the complaints of this season so far have been that it starts out slow. So I guess whoever has seen the whole thing,
I haven't, I don't see any problem with it yet. Here's a good question for the two beautiful women on stage: would you date a man that doesn't like the show Girls or has passionate feelings against the show Girls?
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
Really, I don't give a fuck.
Jen Tisdale, you're wrong. Yeah. Because like every single person that I know that's like, fuck Girls, they have a problem with women. They don't have a problem with the television show Girls.
There's a correlation there, right?
You didn't say why they don't like it. Maybe they just don't like...
It's usually, I don't like the fact that a 26-year-old is a TV show, and then it instantly followed up with sexist stuff. Or Lena Dunham isn't the most attractive person.
Can I tell you?
Wasn't that weird after the Golden Globes? I thought all the chatter about like how she wasn't.
She looked ridiculous in that dress. Don't wear shoes you can't walk in.
I think she looked fantastic. And more importantly,
agreed.
I'm really glad that Lena Dunham is here tonight playing music all night for us. He came all the way from Brooklyn, guys. I don't know if you guys knew that. Lena Dunham does not live here. He lives in Brooklyn, and he knew that we were going to do a girls' tribute show. So, ladies and gentlemen, please just give him a round of applause for Lena Dunham, everybody. Thank you. Jen Tress, you're not on the show to talk about girls. You're here on the show to talk about your writing and what you do. You're not pretty enough. That's not an insult. That's what you do.
It's sort of about girls in a weird way. Yes.
Let's talk about You're Not Pretty Enough.
So to kind of give everybody context quickly, I'm a storyteller. I'm a writer. And one of the stories that I tell, and I have a book coming out called You're Not Pretty Enough, that is something that my ex-husband used to say to me, which is
There's a reason he's an ex. There you go.
Yes.
Are there pictures of him? I guess that would be illegal. I'd love to see what he looks like.
No. I know. Like people, I
guarantee
there's
you
a vigilante army. But I'm lucky in the sense that I took that and was sort of like, you know, I don't buy that. And, you know, it's a dark comic story right now. But what I did is sort of put together a brand around that, if you will. Like that, I didn't know that phrase had such meaning to a lot of people, especially women. And so I set up this website called You're Not Pretty Enough to sort of show, you know, the pieces I was publishing and the performances I was doing around that feeling, and found that a lot of people were finding me by Googling some weird variation of the phrase, will I ever be pretty enough? Am I pretty enough for somebody to like me? Am I pretty enough to have sex? And that really bothered me. And so I set out to sort of look around there, like, what is the answer to that question? It sort of felt like a magic eight ball moment to
me.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're asking the internet that, like, what do you want back from that? You know? And I didn't see anything online that really spoke to that feeling in a meaningful way. So I set out to find the answer and started collaborating with universities. So I've been working with George Washington University, George Mason, Loyola. I've set up on campuses. I've administered surveys around that. I've found like the findings around that. And I've also collected videos very much like the It Gets Better project. You guys know that one? The It Gets Better
Yeah, campaign. That's the program where the San Francisco 49ers say they will not be a part of it.
I can imagine.
That's
right?
A true thing, guys. Look it up.
The guys from San Francisco don't want to be part of that? Okay.
Two of the guys that play defense on the San Francisco 49ers say they will not participate in the It Gets Better program, and the gay people are not welcome in the locker room. San Francisco 49ers, by the way.
San Francisco. Let's underline 49ers. And bold San Francisco.
Probably more important fact, there's a player on the Baltimore Ravens, a hotbed of tolerance, that came out saying that one of the things that's so great about the football team is they're going to push an LGBT-friendly, cause.
Well, there's football players that are really coming out to talk about this,
it's
right?
Pretty great, and you would think that it wouldn't be from the Baltimore Ravens,
right?
Where it's just it's awesome. It's always great in Baltimore. They're known for their liberalism.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's San Francisco that hates the gays. Anyways, back to you.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing, right? So I relaunched the site. So for that future person who's searching that, which is a lot, it was
really
weird.
Sad.
It is. Yeah. There's a whole piece of, you know, section for them that's like, okay, what do I do with this now? Like, you can watch videos of people who have felt this way, but like, it's not, let's stay mired in this feeling. It's a, you know, when did you last feel this way? What's driving that feeling? And it's usually not about the pretty thing at
what's
all.
What are you finding?
It's usually a self-esteem issue.
Well, yeah, but like what specifically? Is it an ex-husband?
Is it a parent?
Yeah, exactly.
What I've found is that it always starts with your parents.
Of
your parents like set the tone for you. Mm-hmm. And then they set the template for you about the relationships that you pick, right?
Of course, yes.
So
yes,
then
yes.
Your friends, the people that you pick as friends, and the people that you pick as, can I say lovers?
Well, you can, but it's a weird word to say.
It is.
It's a weird word. We're not
fuck buddies. What are we saying?
No, people.
You can't say partners either, because then it's like, we're
no,
a
you
law
can say partners.
You're just
you
fucking around, then though. Like, what is it? Agreement. What is it?
I have never sincerely referred to my fiance
other?
As my lover.
Yeah. No.
Because I'm not weird.
No.
That's
right.
Weird.
It's very strange.
That means I'm going to cheat on you with somebody, and I'm probably bisexual.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But the first part there is.
Right.
Okay.
The cheating part, yes. Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Fine.
The bisexuality.
That's awesome. Go for it. But don't call me. I'm not British.
Yeah.
When you're your lover, you're like really tan all the time. I'll never be a lover.
Yeah,
no.
I can't be. I'm not on cruises. Like, speaking of cruises, by the way, please, Jen, I need you to be quiet for 1 second. I'll get back to you. Sugar Ray Cruise, Mark McGrath Cruise, Mark McGrath and Friends, this October, you, me, them, everybody will be there. Back to Jen Tress. Jen Tress.
So, yes, you know, I've found these things that your parents set the tone.
Yeah.
If you don't, they set the tone for the relationships that you pick in your
life. Did your parents like your ex-husband?
They did, but this is a weird thing. My stepmother, who's been in my life since I had been 10 years old, went to an astrologist beforehand, and the astrologist said to her, don't let Jen marry that man. And she was like, I almost told you that, like, you know, 3 days before the wedding.
And
they didn't, and now all this trauma's happened to me all because...
Yeah,
she
but
didn't
now
tell
you
me.
Have this lovely website and you're helping these people.
Yeah.
So had you listened to that astrologist, there'd be all these women out there.
What does the
lost.
Ex-husband do? What is his profession?
He's a professional hater.
He's in finance.
Now
he's an
accountant. Now, for the listener at home, Jen Tress is a very attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to class. Do you want to classify yourself, or is it weird if I do it?
No, it's not weird for me.
She's a beautiful woman. She's very fit. What are you, 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long brown hair, great face. You're classically pretty.
Thank Thank you.
Okay, there's not. You're not Lena Dunham hot. You're
right,
I like Lena Dunham. I'm a fan. Okay.
Agreed.
Now, when he was saying these awful things, like, what was the impetus? Obviously, he's an awful person. Obviously,
so
we got
the impetus was that we were not we dated all through college, right?
Okay.
For he was a graduating senior, but we dated for a while, and as soon as we got married, he determined I wasn't the right match for him, and I wasn't, because he really wanted somebody who would stay at home and like take care of him, and that wasn't the woman
mother.
That he dated. He wanted his mother,
mom.
And that wasn't the woman I projected to him for 4.5 years or the 5 years that we dated. So it was a surprise to me that that's what he wanted.
Yeah,
and then he had an affair.
Yeah, and I've heard this story. I think that's actually the first time I met you. Well, that was
I just performed this at the Black Cat. Did you hear about this?
How was it?
And then you did You Oughta Know, my
I
favorite
did.
Breakup
so
song.
Oh, you Oughta Know was the song that came on.
You're just like, fuck you, Dave Coulier, or at the end, or whatever.
Right. That's the only thing that makes me not like the song
that's
that it's about somebody
notes.
From. It's
in
not
the
even
notes.
The John Stamos guy from Full House. Because John Stamos I could live with.
You don't
I mean,
say,
we all like the Beach Boys.
Jen Tress, really quick, you don't have to say the John Stamos guy when you're referring to
Uncle
John
Jesse.
Stamos specifically.
Yeah, but who are the other two? Bob Saget and
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier, yeah.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, Uncle
Danny,
Jesse.
Danny Tanner. Come
yeah.
on, man.
I can't remember.
One or the other.
And Uncle Joey.
He was Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Okay, right, we're not right. naming Full House cast members.
That's the rest of the podcast. Anybody
yes.
else?
That's the next act.
Jody Sweetin,
I'm sorry. We're doing an all TGIF lineup.
So the weird part about this story is that the girl, he had an affair, and so I knew he was having an affair, and I was saying, and I performed this at the Black Cat with...
Stop name dropping. We already know that
with
the Black
Cat.
Cat.
The Black Cat. Have you guys heard where I performed it? It was at the Black
Well,
Cat.
It wasn't that cool because you sang Alanis Morissette after...
Who's fucking awesome?
Is she?
Yes.
All right, she's all right.
Yes. Because that song, You Oughta Know, came on for the first time when I was going through that. So can you imagine, like, hearing, like, you know, knowing that your spouse is having an affair but not having proof?
And you were like, and then
And then this song came on, and I was like, oh, shit.
You were
for
like,
creating
yeah, I will
it for
go
me.
Down on you in a theater.
Right.
And I'll show you.
Oh, right. You son of a bitch. You'll never see
I'll help right. you ejaculate. That's what that song's about.
It was just a great outlet. Yeah, I will tell you.
Speaking of outlets, sorry.
Hey. Yeah.
There we go. Oh. Back to not being on
anyway,
track.
The girl that he had an affair with, she and I met up
Alanis
together.
It was Alanis
Morissette. It worked.
This story's good, actually. Let her tell the story, Gentis.
So I knew that there was something going on, you know, and we all knew together, but it was like, is this going to blow up in our faces? And it did. And so... You know, he and I got in a huge fight, and I said, like, I need to know the truth. And so I was like, I called this other woman that he was having an affair with, and she agreed to meet me the same night that I called her and confirm everything. And so we did. We met up in a bar, and she did confirm everything, including the fact that he had, like, bought us the exact same Christmas presents.
What was the gift?
Body wash. Kiwi body wash, which neither one of us liked.
Really
neither
quick,
one of us liked that.
Really quick, that's what my mom buys for my fiance
right.
for Christmas.
No, exactly. It was also it was
that's
like so
that's
weirdly non-romantic, but also Victoria's Secret stuff.
So
that's goes
you,
with the
do you
bot.
Think he was
I guess.
Worried that he would be like, "You smell so good. You smell
yes,
like kiwi.
I do.
You
I think
smell
he was
like kiwi, and he didn't want to fuck it
yes,
up.
Yes,
bought the other
I
one
do.
Strawberry.
Yes,
he's
I
smart.
Do.
He was."
He's smart.
He was calculated.
Well, there's obviously a happy ending. You're
so
doing all this.
She and I met up at a bar, and we decided to confront him together. So we went back and confronted him that same night together, and it blew up in his face. And
this is
it
just
was
like
crazy.
That movie.
What
right.
movie?
I don't know. There's a
American
movie.
Pie 2.
Probably
right.
Back
that
to
happened.
The Future 3.
Is that in Back to the Future 3?
Nope.
Is that in the Old West? Did Jen Tresk travel to the Old West to confront her husband?
That's what
I wish there was a covered
hour.
Wagon in them hills.
Besides doing all this great stuff, we should say that you are currently married to
yes.
a different man.
You
yes,
are?
I am.
When?
You've met him.
Did you never look at her left hand? Have you ever looked
I
at her
did.
Left
hand?
You've met him.
Like,
I've been
go,
remarried
Tress.
For a few years. Yes, okay. He's great. Yeah.
Since you've met her, she's been married.
I've been drunk a lot.
That's okay. You've met him.
That's a callback.
Hey, yo.
No, things are good. The book is going to be out this year, actually.
Do you
it's
have a date
gonna
yet?
Be out. It's going to be out in the summer. I know
oh,
that. So it's also
awesome.
Called You're Not Pretty Enough. And then calling on all actors and comics, we're going to be putting together a web series around the You're Not Pretty Enough feeling, both from a, like, what do girls go through, those feelings that they go through, and do it from a comic
How many
standpoint.
Men have participate in this?
Yeah, actually, there are two men that gave videos, so not a ton, but there are a lot of men that really appreciate the message, I think.
Because they get fuel for the fire of hatred, or because they want to become better people?
Both.
Like, these are a lot of good ideas.
No. There are two things, actually, weirdly, that men are like, don't forget us in this not pretty enough feeling, because we have situations around that, too.
Okay, Jen Tisdale's making a face. Don't say anything bad.
I'm not. Yep.
Okay.
And the other part is, have I been the ex-husband?
I've totally been that guy. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, I'm
and so, like, do I need to think about that now and, you know, change my behavior?
It's so great. You're a great performer. I highly recommend checking her out whenever she's performing. I need you to pick a number between 32 and 34.
Jesus. Right. 33.
Perfect. This is from the Book of Questions, Love and Sex by Gregory Stack, PhD, a truly awful book. If you wanted to have sex and your partner didn't, would you rather have your partner rebuff your advances or go through the motions for your benefit?
Rebuff.
Why?
Because I need an authentic experience to get off.
What makes something authentic? Isn't it just the fact that it's happening make it authentic?
No. You know, I think women are different than men.
The fact that he's not like live tweeting the boring sex over your fucking shoulder.
What if? Wait, really quick. What if you were into it and he wasn't, and he would do it, but he wouldn't?
That's never going to happen ever.
You need to. I hope that that's your reality.
It is my reality.
Because you live in a crazy dream world.
He will come up on me and I'll be like, I'm making a salad.
Well, that's the point. That's when you want to do it.
No, that's not when I want to do it. When I'm making a salad.
I thought it was a sex thing when you said making a salad.
I thought we were doing old.
I thought we were doing old Chris Rock pits from '96. We're not doing toss salad. Okay, I thought we were doing
toss
salad.
It's a literal reference.
Driven show. It's all the '90s. So there are no cell phones. No one's tweeting.
Grape jelly. You don't know this bit?
I do. I do.
Classic rock.
Tossing the salad.
Classic rocks. You got any plugs?
Yes, I'll be in two shows upcoming in the next couple weeks, and then I'm done for a while. So it is. Next Wednesday, February 6th, at Bear, Black Fox Lounge, Storytelling, and then Mortified.
Bear is spelled B-A-R-E.
Yes, and then Mortified is where you do, like, all your diaries and stuff from when you were a kid, at Town, 8th and U on February 13th.
Those are great shows. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the lovely Miss Jennifer Tress. Lena's Dunham, take it away!
Thank you so much.
I feel lucky and honored and gifted and all that great stuff. I'm surrounded by friends. I'm surrounded by new people. And most importantly, Lena's Dunham is playing all the Sugar Ray hits that we've come to expect from him. And it's just fantastic. He came all the way from Brooklyn, man. I'm just so happy to have him. Our next guy did not come from Brooklyn. He came from slightly further. I want Jamel to introduce him for obvious reasons. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamel Johnson.
Everybody, this next person coming to the stage is a very funny young man, and he's a very foreign man. Put your hands together for Yev Kerpachevsky!
Thank you. I have props. Thank you, Brandon. This is a lot of firsts. This is my first time doing this wonderful show, and the first time I'm wearing a coat on stage. And the first time someone has pronounced my name correctly. Yeah! Give it up for Jamel. That was amazing. All right, you guys, the last segment was like really deep and awesome. Are you ready for some going back to racism and statutory rape? Are we ready for that? Where did Jim go? You have a cat on your boobs, and no one has made a reference to cougar. The whole show. How you are two steps back, man. All right. You guys, so the other day I was playing Scrabble with my friend, and I played a word Jew, and my friend challenged me, and so we looked it up. And I was so offended as a Jew that it turned out not to be an acceptable word. And so my friend was like, well, yeah, how would you use it in a sentence so that it's not a proper noun? And I was like, how about you trying to Jew me out of 45 points right now? But, see, I always thought it was okay for me to do this joke because I'm Jewish, okay? Relax, I'm Jewish. And we're winning, you know? Yeah, give it up for Jews. Awesome. As a people, like in life, not at Scrabble individually. That's no bueno. But I never knew that it was okay for me to be racist towards black people until I moved to Columbia Heights. Because, well, first of all, because you assholes are all here. Like, you, Haywood, yeah. But also because there are black Jews here. Do you? Yes. And which is fine, you know, like... Like, if you're one thing that everyone hates, like, why not be two? You know, why not do that? And, like, I would love to be a black Jew, because, like, how awesome would, like, my jokes be? So much richer? Yeah. Let me try this one on you. So I was playing Scrabble with my friend, you know, and I played the word Jew, and my friend challenged me, so I shot him. Was that? That was, guys, that was not the racist thing that is okay for me to say. That was racist, but not okay, okay? So stick with me for the other one, okay? So there are these black Jews, and if you don't know them, I'll talk about them a little bit. They're actually classified as a hate group by me because I hate them. And just to make sure we're on the same page, these are not like Ethiopian Jews who are born that way, like God bless them, or like blacks who converted to Judaism, or like Jews with giant cocks. They're not. I hate them too, but this is not them. These guys, what their thing is they wear bathrobes. Like, that's what they do. And then, you really, are you guys from Columbia Heights? How many are from Columbia Heights? Like, live here? Oh, you're lucky bastards. Just the other ones, not you. Yeah. So they wear bathrobes, okay? And they stand by the Columbia Heights Metro, and they like do a cappella, you know? I'll try to do this. They're like, Django's, stop being slaves to white Jew imposter devils. And then that's like the tenor, you know, and then the bass line would be like, happy Hanukkah, motherfuckers. Like, that's their life right here. Like, that's what they do, you know, which is also, whatever. I don't give a fuck. But they do all that shit right below my windows of my apartment every Saturday, the whole day. Which, if they took their shit seriously, that should be their fucking day of rest, okay? But they're there. Honestly, they are actually classified as a hate group. So I want them to, like, I want to turn the table. By the way, I should have asked this before. Is anyone here a black Jew of that? Like, Haywood? No? Brandon? No? You know? Maybe you did this to your bitches, you know? So maybe you are. But yeah, I want to turn the tables on them, okay? So tomorrow, if you want to go protest with me, I made some signs. I made them right here. I have two, so you can join me. It says, out of Palestine, Christ killers. Because I don't want them to be just angry. No, they're already angry. They're cool with that. That's their... I want them to be, like, confused. And shit. By the way, a shout out to my girlfriend. She printed these for me. Aren't they awesome? We had to print them at the place she worked at, used to work at. She give her a hand. So that's life on 14th and Irving, guys. It's the worst intersection in the world. I'm in Ukraine, like, I lived on the intersection of this, like, radioactive sludge stream and despair. And this is fucking... It's worse. You live here, motherfucker. It's worse. Because, like, what did the radioactive sludge do? It's like, it made me lactate a little. So, like, my... Turned me into my mom. She's a nice lady. This Columbia Heights is turning me into my dad. Like, my Republican racist dad. Because I'm also turning anti-gay, you guys. Not like... I don't hate gay people. Just literally anti this one gay. Was abomination the word you use? This abomination set up, like, on the other side of 14th, like, on that Columbia Heights exit, and with, like, a boombox or whatever they call it these days, and just blasting dance music, and, like, with abandon, just dancing, like this. Like, there's no AIDS, you know, or... Or people living around him. And you probably did. These assholes, they're giving money to him. I'm like, stop encouraging him. You damn hipsters. Like, I know it's ironic. It's my life you're playing with, you know? I don't have the time, I think, to get into this, but the reason he hasn't been around there is I called the cops on him. True story. I'll tell you later. But what I do want to say before I go, just so you don't think I'm homophobic, I do love gay people. I don't mind it when everyone thinks I'm gay all the time. It's totally cool. Because, you know, I'm skinny and I'm hot. You were going to describe me later for the podcast, right? But I'm really hot. And I fuck men. So everyone makes that mistake once in a while. I do mind that when people think I'm a hipster, though. Because this beard, that's because I'm lazy, you guys. That's the only good reason to have a beard, right, Haywood? Yep. Yeah. And the thing about hipsters is, as much as I hate... Yeah, this ironic thing you just did. This is one. And also because you live in Columbia Heights when you don't need to. And you love it. Also, I'm okay with Latinos, so I know I'm not a racist homophobe. I'll call it my time, Brandon. Thank you.
Yeah, sit down. Yeah, bring the microphone. You need the microphone.
Okay. Do you know what this reminds me of? Okay, when I first did the show, the first thing you said to me was, and this is going to sound terrible, but wait for it, was when did you get so good?
Because I saw Jen about 18 months prior to her doing the show.
Fucking just a similar to tonight early, just
and
awful.
And then she hated me for 18 months.
I called you Brandon Weatherby, that stupid hipster fuck.
Okay, and now we're good friends.
Now we're good friends. And the first time I saw you, no, I mean, you were fine. But tonight, I'm like, shit. What did you do?
Well, I...
Accept the applause. Let the applause die down.
Well, the first time you saw me, I was telling a story.
Was I drunk again?
You were drunk. We actually... I think we got set up by Brandon. We became like girlfriend, boyfriend for a second.
I wasn't going to say that because now you got a girlfriend who's printing out pretty inflammatory material.
I know.
I look forward to Fuck That Jen Tisdale Girl coming up around the bend.
Yeah, that was...
I'm actually a Christ killer, so we're good. I'm fine.
Oh, good.
Denman or Lisa, could you get a photo of this for the internet of me doing this interview?
That's
going to
be the new band, by the way, Christ Killer. Oh, okay.
I got to cut this out because you're not on mic. Hold on.
All the Jews.
Now, Yev.
Yes.
why would it matter if there were any black Jews in the audience? Would you have not done that material? And more importantly, are there ever any black Jews in the audience?
But wait, are the Jews actually black if we trace it back?
They, you know, I would love it. Thank you for asking this. I would love it if they were in the audience because they would know what it's like to have someone with a microphone fucking hating on them. I just never leave, though. I just keep talking.
We need to make a T-shirt that just says, and I like the exclamation point because we're Christ killers, and we really mean it.
Now, Yev, I don't know if this is a throwaway line.
No. Yeah,
or if this is part of your set always. But you had a line in here.
Was it AIDS?
Yep.
Dancing like there's no AIDS.
Now, Yev, was that a conscious thought of yours, or did that just come out freely? Was it like jazz up there?
No, everything I did was just improv on what you guys did.
Now.
This was HIV reference from Haywood right there, yeah. I changed my
stuff. Stop. What he just said was, this is HIV reference from Haywood right there.
So wonderful.
Or was it your 19-year-old?
So no. Stop. Just soak in the greatness of that sentence, ladies and gentlemen.
Shit.
That there was HIV reference by Haywood. This is why I love having someone that is a wordsmith but
does not speak English, the first language. Doesn't know what he's saying.
It's brilliant, you're fantastic. Now,
thank you.
I'd like to think you have no idea what I'm saying right now.
He understands the language.
No idea. What am I saying?
No idea.
You're pretty. I don't know.
There you go. Third point. Shave the beard.
Shave the beard.
No. He can't because it grows back like what in 10 minutes.
No.
Look at that fucking thing.
Now Yev. How often do you shave usually?
I
shaved 5 minutes ago.
Every day if I'm not having this. That's why it's such a bitch.
How long has this been? Is this 2 days, 1 day? How many days is your hair right now on your face?
This is 1 day since I trimmed it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you said trim.
Trim.
It was
to the roots. So
when.
Oh, is that another racist joke?
Yeah.
To the roots.
Wordsmithing.
Okay.
No, I wasn't going there. I'm just kind of impressed by the amount of testosterone you have pumping.
I am very hairy.
It's weird.
You know what? I have to say this for those who still think I'm like homophobic. I feel the gay's pain because I got
the gay's pain.
The gay's
That's
pain.
My other band.
English?
With an apostrophe after the S.
Thank you.
I got
this one.
You're welcome.
Grammar.
I got waxed.
Wait.
First, I nared myself.
That means
Stop.
Something else.
We're gonna go through the story, and then we're gonna
go further.
Okay. Why did you? Where did you wax?
What is it? There's like a witty expression, but just
poetic.
Yeah.
Heyo.
Yeah.
Below the belt.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, why did you do that?
Well, I'm a stand-up comedian, so I did it for the experience.
You know, people lie.
Did you do it on stage though? Because that's why I'd come to that show.
I felt like I was on stage.
For example, our announcer Jamel has a wonderful bit about wanting to drive a wooden car when we both know that that's real. Now, Jamel, do you think that there's ever going to be a wooden car?
Nah, they might do like some platinum shit or something.
Yeah.
What we're saying is
you don't actually have to have the experience to comment on the experience.
It's called a false.
It could be Daniel
Day-Lewis.
Let him go.
Yeah, you don't
method.
Have to Daniel Day-Lewis your
method.
Jokes.
Yeah, wait. Like they called him Lincoln for months. It's got a false premise, but I will say this. A lot of comics don't respect the false premise. So maybe you were looking for the respect.
Yes. I did it.
Okay, so you did it, and then what? And then now, just because of that, you feel like you could...
I'm now back to normal.
Wait,
it was yesterday.
But how bad was it? Wait, you waxed
it was
it
the
back.
Worst.
The
she,
growing
back.
What? No, not the waxing itself. The
oh, the growing back.
Back.
You have to put cream on
it's
there
itchy.
Every
it's so
day.
Itchy.
But the worst part about it, actually, is that you have to lie there for 30 minutes and talk to this lady who's, like, moving your genitals around.
Wait, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Look 30. At his face.
Oh. For girls, Brandon, for girls, it's 5. For guys, it's 30.
Didn't you do any preparation work before you went in?
She probably watched some porn. I don't know what she did.
No, not her. You.
Oh, me.
Why,
like what?
Why ask you if the lady that waxed you did any preparation work? And why would you think she was watching porn to get in the mood to wax your privates?
I don't know to get it out of her system. I mean,
what was in her system that she had to get out?
Like
his pulsating cock.
When people see this thing down there, they can't resist it. And
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm right next to you and I can't.
It was, there you go.
As I'm checking Twitter.
I just need to tell everything it's about the pain. It's the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
Really? That is the worst it pain is. You've
That's
ever felt.
That's the worst pain?
I
feel
broke.
Like I could do something to you right now that would be worse.
You probably can.
Audio podcast, please don't. It's pointless. It's an audio podcast.
I will scream even before you do it. But I broke my arm. My country collapsed. Just collapsed completely. Oh. I lost the country. But
why are you even talking? No one asked you about this stuff. You're just talking.
I'm just saying the pain was excruciating.
Where?
I don't think I'm sane anymore.
Did you?
That's why I'm saying.
Did
things.
You retrace your steps? Because that's what I do when I lose
like
something.
Go back and kill her. Like what are you?
When I lose something like my virginity, I just retrace my steps. Fuck you. Go ahead. That's a great joke. You fucking son.
Now, yeah.
Speechless.
When did you come to D.C.?
3 years
Yesterday.
Ago.
Why?
I don't know. I came for work. Actually.
What's the job?
I work for the government.
You work for the government?
I do.
What do you do for the government?
Do you really? You'll have to erase the whole podcast if I tell you.
That joke has never been funny.
It's not a joke.
What do you do?
I'm a defense contractor.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Then why do you do comedy? What's the goal?
I wanted to ask you that.
Are you one of those guys that's good and you're like, I'm just doing it for fun on this side?
No, I started.
I fucking hate you for it.
No, I started because I wanted to.
Are you
going
to watch that show, The American?
Let him talk!
I thought I was going to get laid, but it doesn't. This doesn't get you laid. Being gay gets you laid, actually. But. Which is how I know it's not a choice, because I would be. That's what I would do instead of comedy.
Well, so now you have a wonderful girlfriend.
I do.
So,
I do have a wonderful...
So, will you keep doing comedy?
Shit, man. No one's ever put it like that.
I just did.
I guess this may be my last show.
Well, thank you so much.
Enjoy it.
Thank
this
you so
is for
much
all
for
of you.
You're really great. I think I saw you actually at Black Cat. At the
oh, you might have. I was also at your show.
Where's the Black Cat?
Do you realize
the Looking Glass one? Or the one?
Yeah,
here?
The Looking Glass.
I booked you for that after the Black Cat show.
Yeah, that was the one where I told the story.
I wish we could say Black Cat one more time.
I was at the Black Cat. It was awesome. You know why we're saying the Black Cat, me and Jen? It's because it's organized by Shrake, SM Shrake. And if we didn't say Black Cat and SM Shrake, he would murder us.
You know how he is.
So,
he is
amazing.
Anyone who knows him,
also
you know
gay,
how
who are the
is.
Best people in the world, and he is the best of the best.
Who are Now, Yev, who are the worst people in the world?
The worst people
the Jews.
Of the world. I don't know. Now you told me to tell me my place of employment. I can't say anything anymore.
Really quick, the reason why I said shave the beard is because you don't look better with it. You
really?
You're a very thin, good-looking guy. You have a jawline. Yeah, you don't need to do this.
But when you have the beard because, first of all, you're thin and you have no fat, so you're freezing all the time. And that's why I said...
Are you doing this? Because if you're doing this for warmth, it makes sense.
Hair. Yeah.
It's science, Brandon.
Also, my girlfriend hates me and wants me to... turn into a hipster, I think. That's her...
Why is hipster...
Like a Frankenstein, like a hipster up here and a metrosexual down there.
Do you realize that the term hipster is completely devoid of meaning at this point?
I don't care. Okay. So, yeah.
He just got here last week. Just give him a break.
Well, from the old country.
You're absolutely fantastic. I'm really sorry. Oh. Yav, do you have any plugs?
Yes, actually. I'll be doing an Encyclopedia DC show next week.
Where is that show?
It is... I'm not good with details. But you can Google it. There is a website.
You could technically Google anything.
I didn't know Ukraine. We don't. But there, you can Google
Stop
it.
Stop doing Jakob Smirnoff.
You.
Listen, Borat.
I need...
Please
one.
Say my wife. Just say my wife. Don't
my
do
wife.
It. I'm sorry. I take it back.
No,
Jen did
no,
it.
Do it. Do it.
Nope.
Do
don't do it. It. Don't do it. You're great. Don't do it. Yev, you're doing the Encyclopedia show this week. People can find it. We're fans of the Encyclopedia show.
In my part.
Hey!
In Ukraine, party is looking for you. But here I need to go and leave you all, guys. Look for one. But the great one is Encyclopedia DC. If you go to Google, two O's, it's crazy. English is crazy, you guys. It's two O's for
Google.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
And Encyclopedia DC, I will be there talking about how Russian saints kill and rape people, actually. That's where Russian... Seriously.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this, Yev. People should definitely... Oh, by the way, tweet more. You barely tweet.
I know.
Yeah, you're a very funny man. And you've seen him at the Encyclopedia Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamel, you can say his name. Put your hands together for...
Yev Kerpachevsky.
Yeah, everybody!
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
Lena's Dunham is going to play us away. And I just want to tell everybody... All around the world, sometimes those statues crumble. They crumble for me. Now, what song is that?
I know.
Same song? Here we go. All around the world, those statues that crumble for me. Who knows how long
I've loved you.
Yes. Everywhere I go, people stop and they say, 25 years old, my mother, God rest her soul.
What you want?
Because I just want to fly.
What you want?
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby. I just want to fly.
What you want?
This October, on the Mark McGrath and Friends cruise.
Just
want to fly. Just want to fly on a cruise ship. You, me, them, everybody.
I want
you to put your hands together for the impeccable announcer, Jamel Johnson. I want you to put your hands together for the one, the only, Miss Jen Tisdale. I want to thank the idea of Sugar Ray. I want to thank Haywood Turnipseed Jr. for saying the N-word multiple times in one show. I want to thank Jen Tress for making people realize sometimes they aren't pretty enough, and it's important to know that. I want to thank Yev for being funny and a foil at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, statues crumble for me. And this song predicted 9/11. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thank you so much for coming out. Have a wonderful night.